Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Lisa Dale Hallett. She's from Museums Victoria and she's the lead curator for The Invisible Farmer. Good day, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Invisible Farmer. Who is the Invisible Farmer?
Well, actually, many hundreds of thousands of women over the ages that probably span back, you know, to the earliest days of Indigenous women on this land. But let's start with the immediate period. And really, it's a lot of women who do a lot of hard work feeding and clothing us, creating outcomes that we just take for granted, whether it's food or fibre or other materials that are produced off the land. It's not that they are invisible, it's just that they are under-recognised, not properly acknowledged for the work they do, and often feel perhaps excluded from the opportunities that leadership might come with leadership. And while there's a lot of innovative and very strong and very visible women involved in agriculture and farming, not everyone has the opportunity to step up to those leadership positions, or perhaps they are considered secondary to their male partner. And there's a lot of cultural habits that we're wanting to sort of challenge, I suppose, with this project. And one of them is the idea of the farmer's wife. We don't talk about the farmer's husband, do we?
Because more often than not, if we say farmer or the job of farming, it's most often than not the stereotypical male, isn't it?
Well, that's our assumption, but actually the statistics will easily challenge that. 49% of all farm production is created by women, and that economic contribution is substantial. And it also, it's just not properly acknowledged that farming itself is quite a complicated and diverse activity, and the bulk of farming enterprises across Australia are family-run enterprises. And that means the farmers that we're wanting to shine a light on here, apart from the women, also in real terms, there's a lot of children who are part of those families who contribute to the farming enterprise as well. And while this is primarily focused on the invisible role of women in agriculture, we're very aware that there's layers of invisibility in acknowledging who is it that's creating and contributing to agricultural production.
Because a lot of the times, women in farms are seen as people who help.
They do, and they help a lot of people, and they multitask. They're specialists in doing that. But actually, if you take away that help, the whole system would collapse. It's about acknowledging that that is a valid and important part of a functioning, sustainable family farming enterprise. And once you start to properly see the diversity of ways in which women contribute to that farming enterprise, then it's a nonsense not to call them farmers, because they are so important. And I think all the men out there who might be listening to this will properly understand what I'm saying, is that it's a
partnership.
It is. It's a partnership, it's a collaborative endeavour, and everyone pulls their weight because you have to. It's not a choice here. And the family and the farm, they are intertwined. You cannot separate those two things. And so really what we're wanting to do is shine a light on those stories that have not been properly documented, and empower women to stand up and say, hey, yeah, I am a farmer. And I stand equally with the other members of my family who are also farmers, and every one of us has stories that perhaps haven't been told or properly documented, but especially where focusing in on women, because they are the great untold stories of Australian rural history.
And the resilience of women in dealing with hardships and challenges.
That's right. And really, women have often played leadership roles when it comes to major crises that impact rural communities, whether it's flood or fire or the fall in the commodity market or some other financial crisis. Women do hold the community together. They're the sort of social glue that brings meaning to people's lives in the face of some of those really substantial changes that are constant reality, especially for people on the land, but they're involved in whether it's the local school or fundraising for CWA or land care groups. They're intersecting at lots of different layers and areas across their own community and environment, and in that sense they're in a perfect position to help people who might need help, to respond to an immediate need with, you know, some sort of local fundraising activity, whether it's, you know, for the local town or the region, or even just supporting the local football team. There's so many ways that women contribute that are in and around their rural communities, all of which makes for and sustains that community in terms of its other enterprises. What we're looking at here is farming enterprises. But those women, they do an extraordinary array of things that help that farming enterprise, that sustain that family, and that ripple out to hold that broader community together. Most of that is sort of just taken for granted. I know that everyone appreciates the role that women play in those ways, but where is it in the history? When we think about it, where do we find those stories? It's really hard to find them.
The Invisible Farmer Campaign or Project hopes to be able to share these stories, isn't it?
Indeed, and also to encourage people to bring stories to the surface so that we can share them more effectively, so that we can start thinking more about also some of the really important things that are impacting rural communities and people on the land, whether it's climate change or whether it's the expansion of the urban fringe that is intruding on, you know, our food production immediately adjacent, whether it's any of those changes on an international level. All of these things, women are playing a really important leading role in adapting to those changes, in offering new insights as to how to respond to it. And I think partly what we want to do here is shine a light on the role women play and really properly appreciate the value that they give in this context. But also, at the same time, probably we're also wanting to get consumers, of whom the bulk of which live in cities, to properly understand and think about where does their food come from and their fibre and who produces it, and in this instance why it's so important to shine a light on women's stories, because they do contribute almost half towards the production.
And it's about time that women claim their part in farming history, isn't it?
Yeah, and also it's about the diversity of all of those women. They all do it differently, no different to anything else. It's the diversity that makes it healthy, and it's about including those women then in perhaps allowing, giving them a voice, and perhaps, you know, affirming their role might give them confidence to step up to take on a more active role in leadership positions. But the other thing we're hoping, of course, is that by sharing these stories and celebrating the role women play in agriculture and on the land, that it inspires young girls to see that there's a future for them as farmers. If they don't see those stories, if they don't hear about those amazing women, it's impossible to inspire those women, those young girls, to see a future for themselves in agriculture. And I think that's a really important part of possibly an outcome that could come from the profile of this project's attracting.
And agriculture is an important part of our lives.
Well, we can't live without it, can we? How many times a day do we depend on a farmer? Usually at least three, probably more. Every single day we can thank a farmer for the clothing and the house, and really almost all of our comforts come from somewhere. A lot of them are produced here in Australia by Australian farmers. So it's an essential part of our future that we've got to sort of invest in, and partly getting these a greater awareness of the role women play, and perhaps allowing them a voice, and perhaps encouraging them to participate more actively in decision-making forums. That's all part of making a healthy future for all of us, because we are all every day invested in a healthy agricultural community. And getting gender equity addressed in a proactive way, in a celebratory way, is I think a really important thing that we can all benefit from.
And if anyone wanted to contribute, or if anyone is interested in learning more, where do they go to?
Well, the first thing, they can go to our project website, which is invisiblepharma.net.au. They can follow us on social media, and that our handle is @invispharma, and that's a really great way of linking up with other people who are passionate about agriculture and the particular contributions women make to it. We have a regular blog on our website, so that's another changing feast of all sorts of extraordinary stories that keep coming our way. So there's lots of ways to be involved, and more importantly, I think everyone is invested in this, and it's just sometimes we just have to be made aware, and this project is hoping that everyone who has breakfast and lunch and dinner and wears clothing
will remember the invisible farmer.
Yeah, we'll acknowledge that. Ah, I wonder who's enabled my lifestyle to feel so good. And it's usually just one of those stories that perhaps surprises people. And you know, everyone is extraordinary. Every woman involved in this space is extraordinary, and their voice and their story is worth sharing with others. It's not about big noting anyone. It's about just acknowledging what is, and the more people who know about it, perhaps will make a difference, and that's a good thing.
Thanks very much, Lisa Doyle Hallett from Museums Victoria on The Invisible Farmer.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.